The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Ki Tse. In the beginning of the Parsha, Ki Tse La Milchoma La Evecho, that when you go to war against your enemies, when the Son of Hashem Elokecha Biyodecho, and Hashem will give them over to you in your hands, B'shavisa Shivyoi, and you'll take captives. Isa Bashivya, and you will see amongst the captives Esha Shivas Ta'ar, a beautiful woman, Khashaktova, and you shall desire, if you will desire her, Belakhta Lakhali Isha, then you are permitted to take her as a wife. And then I think it's a little too loud, there's an echo. Then the Torah tells us how you take her for her wife. What you have to do, and this is what is known as Esha Shifas Te'ar, a woman that you took as a captive during the war, and you made her into your wife. Rashi brings Leidibro Te'ar Ela Keneged Yetzohara. The reason why the Torah permitted this is because it recognized the force of the Yetzirah, of the evil inclination which is placed in man. She'im ena kodesh baruch hu matiro, the person is out in the battlefield and is under very, very abnormal circumstances. He's there, it could be in a under siege, in the middle of the battle, in the heat of a battle, and there's killing going on, plundering. Shimei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matira, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not permit this, Yisena B'Isar, many would take this woman anyhow, in a forbidden manner. But then the Torah tells us that not very much good will come from such a union. And we have after that the various parshas that follow, where we see that not great barocha comes from such a union. Now this that the Torah here and in certain places was lo dibra teira ela keneged yetzohara. The Torah fashioned some of its halachos because of taking into consideration the nature of man and the Yetzirah that was given to him. So from here we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizes this force, makes certain accommodations, and we see that it is quite a keach, quite a power. It's important for a person, very, very important, for a person to understand what the Yetzirah is and its power. And this evening we will speak a bit about that. Now firstly, the Chazal learn from a pasuk in Parshas Noach, Perches Pasuk Chof Aleph, that the Yetzirah is given to man the minute, or even the instant when he is born. After the flood, and after Noach and his family came out, and all of the animals from the ark came out, and Noach brought sacrifices to Hashem, Vayorach Hashem es reach anichayach, Hashem smelled the reach, the aroma from the sacrifices, Vayim Hashem aliboy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to himself, Lo osiv lekalal od esa adoma ba'avura odom, I will not again curse the entire earth because of man. Ki yetzer lev ha'odam ra min urav. Because the heart of man from his creation is evil. Ne'urav means from his early days. And I will not again kill all living creatures like I did. The Chazal Darshan from the word Ne'urav. Ne'urav is spelled Chosar. It's lacking a vav. So we have also the word Ninorav. Ninor, that the Mishan Ninar Havlad Lotzeis Merechem Imai. That once the child starts to move out of the womb of the mother, that's when Yetzeleva Odom Ramin Urav. That's when the Yetzahara goes into the person. The minute he starts to be born. And this is why the Yetzahara is referred to in the Ksuvim as a Melech Zoke, an old king, because he's older than the Yetzer Tov. The force of good comes into the person when he's 13 years old. The force of evil comes into the person the minute he starts to move out of the womb of his mother. And it remains in the person. Many times the question is asked, for how long will he have to battle? When can he rest? It remains in the person Adyei Meisei, until the day of his death. This is what the Chazal mean in Masechta Avos, what they say, Al tamin be'atzmecho Adyei Meisecho. Do not trust yourself, do not relax until the day of your death. And when someone died, the expression in the Gemara was Neach Nafshe. He has rested now. Because every day of a person's life he has to battle. Gemara brings Livus and Yechanan. There was a Kain Godel, and after he was 80 years old, then he turned away from Hashem. The Ochas Adikim, Sefer Ochas Adikim brings that a man once returned from a war, and coming back from a war, he was looking forward to a little peace and a little menucha. So a great chacham met him, and he said, "You are coming from a battle where if you defeat your enemy, then he's defeated. And once the war is over, it is over. But now you're coming to a battle where if you defeat your enemy, he is not defeated. He will be back the next day. And that war is never over. And this is the war together with the Yetzirah. People always want, they don't want stress. They don't want to work. They look forward to holidays. They want retirement. They're not understanding the essence of life. The essence of life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man was to struggle, was to battle. Yes, sometimes he needs a little break, but the job is never finished. Just like you have to go to sleep at night, you need rest, but that's only to rejuvenate and to re-energize your forces in order to get up and continue the battle the next day. This is the essence of life. So one must not try to run away from this. To the contrary, he has to face it head on. Now, the Gemara tells us in the first perek in Bava Basra, who are Satan, who are Malach HaMavis, who are Yetzirah. The force in the world which is known as the Satan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And the force in the world which is known as the Malach HaMavis, the angel of death. And the force in the world that is known as the Yetzirah, the evil force, the evil inclination, they're all one. They're a non-physical force, a spiritual force. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them, and basically they are all one. So from here we see that what we're dealing with. The Gemara brings in Masechta Kedushin Daf Lamed Amud Beis Tana Rabbanan Koshe Yetzahora Shafilu Yetzrei Kirov Ura. If you want to know how difficult and how bad the Yetzirah is, we see that even the Creator, the one who has created him, called him Ra. And it's quoted from this Posuk, Shenemar ki Yetzar Lev Ho'odam Ra Min Ura. Because man's heart was created with evil in it from the beginning. Omer Reb Yitzchok, Reb Yitzchok said, Yitzrei shel odam mischadish olav b'chol yom. The Yetzer of man is mischadish olav. He comes with new tactics and new strategy against the person every day. Shenemar, as it states, rak ra kol hayom. That the Yetzer is ra kol hayom. Every day. Gamre Shlokish ben Levi, Yitzro shel Adam misgaber alo b'chol yaim u'mevakesh hamisa. If you want to know just what does the Yetzer Hara want from the person, he wants to destroy the person. Shimon Levi says the Yetzer Hara every day comes with new tactics, new strength, trying to kill and destroy the person. As it states, and this is from Tehillim Lamed Zayin, Sefer Rosh Hashanah Tzadik U'mevakesh Lamisoy. He watches, the Rosh watches the Tzadik, the evil one watches the righteous one, and he tries to kill him. V'ilmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ezrei Ein Yocholei. And if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, man would not be able to overcome him. Shneema, as it states, Elokim Lo Yazvenu Biyodei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not forsake you in his hands. Now here we see his strength, we see his tactics, his mischadish b'chol yom, coming with new tactics all of the time, and we see his target, his objective. He's not happy until he drives a person to destruction. And again we see his strength, because if not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we would not be able to stand up against him. This that we say, that he comes with new tactics all of the time, he's very, very clever. He's not cut and dry. For example, he'll come against the person at different times in different ways, and against different people, different ways. For example, if he knows that he can confuse a person, so that's what he'll do. He'll tell a person that this is good when it's not good, and this is not good when it is good. If he's dealing with a chacham, wise person, it's not so easy to tell him that this is tev, this is good when it's ra, val ra tev. So you'll have to entice him. You'll have to entice him with all kind of desires, or with all type of false rationalizations of why he should do this, why he shouldn't do this. If he's dealing with a person who finds it difficult to do mitzvahs, so he'll throw stumbling blocks in his way and convince him why it's so difficult that he should do these mitzvahs. If he's dealing with a person who is zealous in doing mitzvahs. So what can he do then? He'll push him further. He'll tell him to do more mitzvahs and more mitzvahs, to the point where the person will overdo it. He can become a fanatic and go to the extreme right, or a person can destroy himself doing mitzvahs also. Tells a person to learn all night and not sleep, and on until the person physically breaks down. Tells a person, don't eat this, don't eat that, until the person ruins his health. These are all what the Chazal refer to as Atzas HaYotzer, the Atzas HaYetzer, the counsel of the Yetzer Hara. That's why Hasom Drochov, it states, every step we take, we have to calculate if it's in the right direction. It's not cut and dry. Not when you're dealing with the Yetzer Hara. Now, the Maral asks the question, how is it possible that he's Mishadish B'chol Yom? Every day he comes with something new. Generally, after an army, an adversary will try a few tactics. So now we know exactly what he's going to do. He runs out of tactics. How does it come? Every day. Mishadish Olam B'chol Yom, every day. So he says very simply, because he's not a physical force, he's a spiritual force. It states, the Yetzer Hara is the Satan, the Malach HaMavos. Shlema HaMelech, King Solomon said, Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. There's nothing new. There's nothing that has never been done before beneath the sun in the physical world. That's anything that has to do with the physical world. But he's Lemala Min HaShemesh. He's beyond the physical confines. If he's beyond the physical confines, then there's Ein Lo Gvul. There's no parameters. Therefore, he can be Mechadish B'chol Yom Tamid. So, he is quite a force. Also, we see he's called the Zokain. He's also called the Melech. Melech. Zokain. Why is he called the Melech? Because he's Reitz Limnech. He wants to be a king. He wants to rule. And he will go after the person until he can rule him. And like we mentioned, a person must never underestimate the danger. He will not be satisfied until he drives a person to destruction in this world or the next world. Unfortunately, we see this too often. Now, the Chazal tell us that the Yetzer Hara is actually divided into two great forces. One identifies with the Gufa Adam, the Chemer, the physical man. Physical man is made up of basar, of flesh, and of bones. Blood, and another which identifies with the Nefesh HaAdam. The Nefesh HaAdam, that's the life force in man. And from there comes the other part of man. His life, his emotions, his intelligence. The Yetzer Hara, which identifies, relates to the goof of man, that we find in the Ksuvim and in the Chazal, that they gave this a kinui. They refer to this with an example of a chamor. He's like the donkey. Donkey is known because basically he's more physical than any other animal. That's why he's a pack animal. You could load tremendous weights on him because he has an enormously strong body where he can carry. He has a strong bone structure. And the Yetzer Hara, which identifies and relates to the Nefesh HaAdam, that they gave a kinoy, that they gave a label as a shor. The shor is the bull, the ox. The ox is the most powerful of all the animals. He's not a pack animal. You can't load weights on him. He doesn't have the bone structure that the donkey has. But if you need power, for example, you need oxen to pull a plow, or to pull tree stumps out of the ground, or to pull wagons, then he's the animal. He has the most power. And this is the Nefesh HaAdam that has that power as the person. I mentioned this a few times. If you look at the paintings, the pictures of the Vortrekkers that were, when they went over the Drakensberg, you see there, and if you see the Drakensberg, you don't even know you can climb over them. Yet they moved wagon loads of goods over, and they were being pulled by teams of not two oxen, not four, but many times you see six or eight or 10 or 12 oxen. There they needed power. So this the Chazal called the shor. Now, the Yetzer, the force of the Yetzer Hara, that relates to the physical man, that drives him, that pulls him to physical avodas. And the Chazal refer to this as the Yitzhar de Erva. And the Yitzhar Hora that relates to the Nefesh HaAdam pulls man, that's the shore, pulls man to avodas. That's avodas of the emotions, avodas of the seichel, the intelligence there, that they called Yitzhar de Avodah Zarah. So these are the two parts of the Yetzer Hara. Now we find in the Chazal many principles and statements about the Yetzer Hara which seem to be difficult to understand and contradictory. And let's try to mention a few of them this evening and explain them in accordance to the commentary of the Maral in his Nesiv Kaya Hayetzer. Firstly, we found that the Gemara brings in Perek HaChalil Sukkah Daf Nun Beis Omer Aleph. The Gemara says, "Kol Agodol Mechaveiray Yitzrei Godol Imenu Bimenu." That you would think that a person has to battle with his Yetzer Hara. You take a child. Child wants sweets, wants candy. So he has to battle with his Yetzer Hara. But eventually he'll grow out of it. He'll realize that this is not good for him. It's not good for his teeth. It's not good for his body. And he'll grow out of it. So he should grow out of the Yetzer Hara. Chazal tell us, kol ha-godol mimenu, mi-chaveri, yitzer godol mimenu. That the greater the person is, the greater the Yetzer Hara becomes. Which means that the Yetzer Hara is like his malbush, his skin, which grows with him. And the fact is, becomes even a greater force as he becomes greater. Now why is this? Then the Chazal tell us, in that same vein, Umeiniach esa umeis umegarab Yisrael. The Yetzer Hara many times likes to leave the nations of the world alone and go after Yisrael. Ubetamut chochom godol mikulan. And his greatest prey is a Talmud chochom. So why is that? And actually, we've given shurim on this, but we find that at the highest level that Klal Yisrael ever came to, there they had the greatest downfall to the Yetzer Hara, and that was the giving of the Torah, the time of the giving of the Torah. Moshe went up to receive the Torah. And there you were just given the Aseres HaDibros. And Moshe was on the mountain. What do they do? They turn around and they make an egel azov, a golden calf. An explanation in this, a brief explanation in this, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create man perfect. He created him lacking, with shortcomings. And it's at these shortcomings that the Yetzer Hara has a hold. If man would be perfect, then the Yetzer Hara couldn't affect him. So, in proportion to the shortcomings of man, is the proportion that of the influence that the Yetzer Hara will have over him. Klal Yisrael and a Godel Mechaverei and a Talmud Chochem have more shortcomings than any other nation or anyone else. Why? Because the nations of the world, they do not seek great levels. The levels they seek are very low. Those levels are possible to attain with an almost totality. Klal Yisrael is seeking the highest levels. And the same with the Talmud Chochem, and the same with the Godel Mechaverei. And the higher the level that we seek, from one aspect, it's wonderful, because we are growing level after level. But those levels cannot be attained with a totality, with a completeness. So therefore, there is always shortcomings. And that's where the Yetzer Hara could grab a hold. You see, for example, if you take someone who his job is to cut a fabric. What's his job? Cut a fabric for a suit, or cut a piece of leather for shoes. And you give him the dimensions, he can do a perfect job. You take someone else that his job is to create a symphony. Or to create, paint a masterpiece, or nuclear physics, there will always be problems. They can't attain that level with the simple perfection that someone can with cutting a fabric a meter by a meter. So therefore there is more chisor and there's more shortcomings. And this is where the Yetzer Hara can grab a hold of them. This is why that by Klal Yisrael, when they reach their highest level, the giving of the Torah, but at that level they were seeking and could not be with the totality, there was the greatest Giwi Hayot Yetzer. That's why it states that Yumeniach Esu'umeis Umagara Bi Yisrael. He leaves the nations of the world and he goes after Yisrael. It'll be Talmud Chochem, Godel Mikulam, and against the Talmud Chochem more than anyone else. Then the Gemara tells us that also that same Gemara. It states, Omer Ravasi, Yetzer Hara Bitchila, Deima Lechut Shel Buchya, Ulbeseif Deima Kavaisis Hoagolo. The Yetzer Hara in the beginning is like a thread of a needle. But in the end, he's like the straps, the heavy straps that you attach from the wagon to the oxen. Now, why is that? So the Maral explains, because in the beginning, a person is far from evil. And being far from evil, the Yetzer Hara does not have a great hold on him. So he has to entice the person, coax the person to come. So he has to coax him little by little, slowly. Can't just tell him out of nowhere, go take drugs. Has to coax him slowly by slowly, little, little by little. How do you pull a thread? You can't pull a thread too hard, otherwise it'll break. You have to pull it very gently. Therefore, b'tchila, in the beginning, he's like a thread of a needle. But as he slowly coaxes the person to come a little closer, try this, just a little of this, just once, just once, the person, he's getting the person to come closer to the evil. If he's closer to the evil, the Yetzer Hara now is slowly becoming more of a commander to him. Because in the beginning he was far away, so the Yetzer Hara was like an orach, a stranger, a guest in the house. A guest in the house can't tell you what to do. But now, he's already hamish. So he becomes like a balabos. The balabos tells you what to do. A little more, he becomes his balabatishkeit, becomes stronger. Eat this, take this, do this, until eventually he'll become a commander over you, a melech over you. When a melech tells you to do something, it's like he is pulling you with heavy straps that you use for oxen wagon that are impossible to break. So therefore, b'tchila, when he comes to you, he comes as a gentleman, he comes with a perhaps a suggestion, very little, slowly, coaxing little by little, like you would be pulling a thread very gently. But as you slowly come closer to the evil, and you are coming closer to him, because he is the essence of evil, and he's becoming more now not just a stranger or a guest in the house, but more of a balabos in the house. See, he starts to have a greater hold on you. And until eventually you're in his hands totally, and you're a prisoner of his. And the ties that he has on you is like the road, like the strong straps of the wagon. From here, this is why a person has to be very careful he has to be very careful not to get involved with the Yetzer Hara. It's in the beginning, therefore, it would be very easy to stave off the Yetzer Hara, because as all he has a hold on you is with threads, so he could break it easily. You can't sport with the Yetzer Hara. You can't flirt with the Yetzer Hara. If you do, soon you'll find yourself not tied up with threads, but with the straps of a wagon that you won't be able to get out of. And this is very similar to what the Chazal tell us, our hergol shelit al kol davar. This is a similar, but it's not the same, because hergol shelit al kol davar is even on something that's good. But once a person becomes close to something, or something becomes close to a person, it becomes part of him. Something that we make part of our lives is easy to do. If it's far away from us, no, it's not. And this is bein l'tov, bein l'ra, both for good and for evil. That's why it's very, very important. And the Gaon writes about this continually and consistently. It's very, very important for a person to develop good habits. And also, very importantly, he writes, to develop good habits in children when they're young, so they grow up with these habits. Because something that becomes a habit of a person becomes a part of the person. If it's a part of the person, then it's easy to do. If it's good. And that's why he writes, you have to be very, very careful that children should not grow up with bad habits. Because once they grow up with bad habits, later on they fall into the hands of the Yitzhar, it will be impossible for them to get out. That's why he writes that you have to bring up children very carefully. Very carefully, he says, that they should not hear Lashon Hara in the house, or speak Lashon Hara, or they should not hear cursing in the house, or machlekes in the house, or fighting, or they do. Many people say they're only kids, leave them alone. He says that's the worst mistake a person can make. Because they're only kids, he says it's like a nut with a green shell yet that can be peeled off easily. Later on, the shell becomes hard. And this is what we're speaking about here. They fall into the hands of the Yetzer. They cannot be broken. So this is what the Chazal means with that. Now there's another Chazal which tells us as follows. And this is also in Perek HaChalel. It says as follows. Zanun, one minute. Nun Beis says, "V'safta oris mishpachas mishpachas levad." There'll be a great hesped in the world. At the end of days, there will be a great hesped, a eulogy, and the people will be crying. All of the people will be crying. So the Gemara asks, "What? What is the eulogy? What is it all about?" So one person say, one opinion is that Al Mashiach ben Yosef Shenerag, there'll be a Mashiach, the son of Yosef, and he will be killed. Alright, this we spoke about on Shabbos Nachmu. But now there's another opinion that says that the Hesped will be Al Yetzohara Shenerag. At the end of days, the Yetzohara will be shechted. Kodesh Baruch Hu will kill the Yetzirah. So the Gemara says, we can understand if the Mashiach, the son of Yosef, the seed of Yosef will be killed, we can understand while everybody's crying. But if we're talking about the Yetzirah being killed, why is everyone crying? So the Gemara says as follows. Amai Bochu, Kiridoresh, Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi, Lo'osi Lo'voi, in the world to come, Meviyah Kodesh Baruch Hu Yitzhora, Kodesh Baruch Hu brings the Yitzhora, V'sheikh to Bifnei Tzadikim, U'Bifnei Arishoim. And he shechts it before the righteous and before the evil. Tzadikim Nidma Lehem Kahar Gevaya. To the righteous he will look as great lofty mountains. Rishoim Nidma Lehem Kechut Asara. To the Rishoim, he will look as like the thickness of a hair. Halolu Beichin v'halolu Beichin. And they all will cry. And that will be the hesped, the eulogy. They all will cry. Tzadikim bochim v'aymrim. The tzadikim will cry and say, Heyach yicholonu lichvash har gevaya kezeh. How did we manage in our lifetime to conquer this great mountain? And they will weep. It will be a weeping of a mixture of joy and experiencing the suffering that they went through. Rishayim Bochim, the evil ones, will cry, Ve'emrim, and they will say, Heyach lo yichalonu lichvash eschut asara hazeh. How did we not manage to conquer this force, this creature, and he was only as big as the breath of a hair. And therefore, they both cry. Now, what does the Gemara mean? To the tzaddikim, he will look like a great mountain. And to the rishoyim, to the evil ones, he will look like the thickness of a hair. And the tzaddikim will weep, for how were we able to conquer him? And the rishoyim will weep, how were we not able to conquer him? So what does this all mean? So the Maral says as follows, two interpretations. Firstly, what's the interpretation we already said? Because kol ha-godol mechaveira yetzer godol mimenu. The greater the person, the greater the force of the yetzer hara. The greater the level the person strives for, the more incomplete it'll be. And therefore the yetzer hara will have more force against him. So to the tzaddikim, he is actually a great mountain. While to the rishoyim, that do not see great levels, their levels are very small. Therefore, they will have less incompleteness. The yetzer hara will be much less against them. That would be the first interpretation. There's another interpretation also. The yetzer hara is, as we brought before, is ra, is evil. Two things that are contrary to each other repel each other. The more contrary they are, the more opposite they are, the more they repel each other. The yetzer hara is not that much contrary to the rishoyim. When they come near evil, it's almost a situation where motzu minas minai, where two of a kind find itself. They can relate to it. They're at home with it. So to the Rishoyim, the Yetzer Hara is not much at all. It's the devil. They're the devil themselves. So what's they're at home. They're at home. Right? Very much at home. But by the Tzaddikim, that is ultimate goodness. So they're at the total opposite pole from the Yetzer Hara, from the evil. And they are totally revolted and repelled with it. So to them, it looks like a great mountain. So therefore, halolu b'echin v'halohu b'echin. Both of them will weep. To the tzaddikim they will say, how did we manage to conquer such a creature? And the Rishoyim, how did we not manage to conquer such a creature? That will be the eulogy, the hesped of the Osilovay. Now there's another statement in the Chazal which needs explanation. And this is found in the Medrash Rabbah, Bereshis Rabbah, Perek Tes, Os Tes. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, every day he said, Vayara Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw what he did. And he said, it's tov, it's good. That was every day with the exception of Monday. After he created the entire Melecha Shemayim Moritz, he created the entire world. It states, Vayar Hashem is kol asher osu. Hashem saw everything that he did. V'nei tov me'od. He said, not that it's good, but it's very good. So the Medrash says as follows, Rav Nachman bar Shmuel b'shem Rafuna. Tov, when he said, v'nei tov, he was referring to the Yetzer Tov that he gave man. See, he gave man a force of good, of righteousness also. Conscience. So that was the Yetzer Tov. Tov me'od. What was Tov me'od? Say Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu called the Yetzer Hara not only Tov, but Tov me'od. Very, very good. Esmah, the Medrash says, this is a Tamiya, he says. He called the Yetzer Hara Tov Me'od. Elo, so the Medrash answers, Ilula Yetzer Hara, if not for the Yetzer Hara in this world, Lebono Adam Bais, man would not build a house. Lehele Bonim, he would not have children. Le Nosa V'Nosan, he would not do business. V'chein Shlema Omar, Shlema Melech said in Keilis, V'ro'isya sakol kibkinus ishmerehu. Shlema Melech says that the bottom line is what keeps man going? Kinas ishmerehu. Each one wants to be better than the next one. He says that's the bottom line. So it's kino. So in other words, kino, because each one wants more money than the next one. Each one wants a nicer car than the next one. Each one wants a nicer house than the next one. Each one wants a nicer family next one. He says that's what keeps the world going. Now where does that kino come from? That's the Yetzer Hara. So it's the Yetzer Hara keeping the world going. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Tov Me'od. Now, the Maral asks, I mean, here it says that he's Ra, he's the ultimate of evil. Vafilu Yetzre Kiroi Ra. Even his creator called him Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yetzer Leva Odom Ra Min Urov. And here we're calling him not only Tov, but Tov Me'od. Very, very good. See, so he says, the Maral says, no, there's a simple explanation. For example, I'll give you an example. He doesn't give this example, but this would be the example. What would happen if you would have a certain spice that would be totally unedible by itself? So it'd be not good. But you put it in food, and it's very, very good. So the Yetzer Hara on its own is the ultimate of evil. It's the Sotan, it's the Malach HaMavis, it's the ultimate of evil. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls it Ra. However, placed into the creation, it's totally necessary. And not only is it necessary, but it's good. It's Tov Me'od. Isolated, it would be totally evil. But placed into the creation and used properly, he has a big job to do. And that job he has is Tov Me'od. This is the explanation in it. It's like the Medrash says. Because if we had no Yetzer Hara, man would say, look, it's too much trouble to build a house. I live in a churva. What should I paint for? It's too much trouble. What should I fix it up for? I live in a shack. Right? What I have to get married for? It's too much responsibility. Right? What I need children for? What I need money for? What do I have to build shopping centers for? Right? Man has a little shop, it's enough. Not so, I got to go build a shopping center. Right? There would be not, and that's what Shlomo HaMelech said, there would be nothing that would be pushing man. Nothing, no driving force to man. I his seichel, it would be that what would happen if food would have no taste. But our intelligence tells us what food we have to eat and what food we do not have to eat. Do you think we would eat what we're supposed to? It's like exercise. Everyone today knows that exercise is vital for the person. Yet it doesn't have the taste that food has. So we neglect it, even though our intelligence is telling us not like that. If a person is supposed to eat something and he's not eating, the doctor will tell you, make it so tasty that he cannot stop eating it. So this is what you're doing. You're using the Yetzer Hara to drive him to do. It can drive him to do evil. It can drive him to do good. It can drive him to destruction. It can drive him to binyan, to building. And therefore, we have to rule over the Yetzer Hara, the Gemara says. And then it's Tov Me'od. The Yetzer Hara rules over us, then it's Ra. Now, and this is according to this, therefore, the Maral says that one has to be very, very careful. Just like one has to be very careful not to fall into the hands of the Yetzer Hara, one has to be very careful not to neglect the Yetzer Hara. He has to take care of his Yetzer Hara. He was given to him as a servant. Because if he neglects his Yetzer Hara, then will come where he's Leibon Abayis, he doesn't build a house. He won't get married, and so forth and so on. And that's why there's a, in Masechta Smachis Perek Beis, it states, Yetzer, Smoldeche Ve'yamin Mekarevis. How should one deal with his Yetzer Hora? He should keep him at arm's length with his left hand, but put his right arm around him, bring him close. So we see two things from there. Firstly, it doesn't say you should destroy him. It doesn't say that you should push him out of the way totally. It says that with one hand, one arm you push him, the other arm you bring him close. But we see something even greater there. With what arm do you push him away and with what arm do you bring him close? It says, Deche bismol deche. With the left arm you push him away, but with the right arm you bring him close. That's where a person is ruling over his Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is probably the most powerful tool that he has. That's what the Gemara brings in Kiddushin, that the Gemara says, Impoga, the maneuver is there. What happens if a person is walking along and he confronts the Yetzirah? The Yetzirah all of a sudden is enticing him to do an Avera. So it says, Moshkehu lebeis HaMedrash, bring him into the Beis HaMedrash with you. Now, what does it mean, bring him into the Beis HaMedrash? You leave him out of the Beis HaMedrash, who needs him in the Beis HaMedrash? Right? Now, if a person would come into the Beis HaMedrash without any Yetzer Hara, would be the same problem. Right? He would stop his learning. We need the Yetzer Hara in the Beis HaMedrash also. And therefore, if you meet the Yetzer Hara outside of the Beis HaMedrash, it says, Moshchehu le-Beis HaMedrash, bring him into the Beis HaMedrash with you. And use him in Torah. There was a famous story mentioned at the times. This I heard from Rav Goldberg, Zichayin Levracha, who heard it. He heard it from Rav Futner, who heard it from the Rebbetzin of Rebitzel Petterberger. Rebitzel Petterberger was one of the close Talmidim to be Yisrael Salanter. Later on became the Rav of St. Petersburg. He said that it was Elul, like now, and the Talmidim from the Yisrael Salanter said, if it's Elul, there has to be an Avoda. What we're going to do is we'll find a Beis HaMedrash. This was probably in Vilna. He was living in Vilna. We'll find a Beis HaMedrash. And Vilna was a big city with maybe 100 Bote Midrashim. We'll find a little shtibel in the corner of the city. We'll go there with a group. And we'll learn there for the 30 days of Elul. And nobody will bother us. And we won't have to have interaction with other people. And this will prepare for the Yom HaDin. So they did this. So Rabbi Yisrael heard about it. So he was interested to see what's happening. He went there to see. When he came back, they asked him, what did you see? And they said, we'll learn Torah Lishma. See, Torah L'Shem Shemayim. He said, Lishma Echizem. Torah Nishkizem. He said, I saw L'Shem Shemayim, I saw. Torah I didn't see. You see. This, what is known as Al Tiyeh Tzadik Harbe. Don't be too frum. This was always brought in all of the Litvish yeshivas. Shlomo HaMelech said, Al tiyeh tzadik harbe. Don't be too much of a tzadik. Don't be too frum. You have to have the Yetzer Hara and your avoda also. And that's what he said. He saw lishma. In other words, it become a religious exercise by them. But it was no longer, it was dehumanized. He didn't see people learning Torah with the simcha of Torah, because they were the simcha from the Torah, the av of the Torah, the personal enjoyment of the Torah. He saw religious exercise. Came back and said, Lishmach is then, for the name of heaven I saw, Torah Nishkezen, Torah I didn't see. They had taken the Yetzer Hara out of it. And that's against the Gemara. That's what, because the Gemara says, Moshkeh lebeis ha-medrash. If a person has a big gate Zohara, it's good. Let him put it in learning. Bring it into the Beis HaMedrash. That's just like what the Masechta Smachos tells us, that the Yetzer Hara you got to hold off in one hand, but put your arm around him with the other hand. And that has to be with your right arm. Another important point to realize is that the Yetzer Hara is called Ra, evil, which means that in essence he's evil. But Minastam Yisrael, normally, a Jew is not known as Ra, is not evil. I mean, Yisrael afa pisha chote Yisrael hu. Yisrael, even though he's chayta, is Yisrael. Why? And we know when Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur comes, he can have kapora, he can have atonement. Because it's brought that, mean generally a Jew will commit an avera, will sin, not because he's evil, but because of the lachatz, the dechaf of the Yetzer. The Yetzer will push him. Which means that he's not in essence evil. He is not driving himself to sin, but this force is pushing him, or pulling him, or misleading him, enticing him, whatever the case might be. Therefore, his chatoim, the sin, is not considered in essence. And therefore, kapore is easy. Atonement is easy. It's like someone who just has to wash his garments. This is what Shlomo HaMelech meant when in Shir HaShirim, Aleph, Pasuk Hei, Shcheir Ani V'Novo, B'nei Shishalayim, where Klal Yisrael says that even though I am black, but this is not black in essence, I am beautiful. Ko'ole Kedar, there were the tribe of Kedar. Kedar were nomads. They would live in the desert and they would move from one place to the other, and they were always living in their tents. And their tents were always blackened by the sun. Kiriya Shlomo. Now, their tents were always blackened by the sun and by the wind and the rain. The daughters of Yerushalayim would say, in other words, Knesset Yisrael would say, I am really like the Yerias Shel Shlomo. I'm really like the tents of King Solomon that were in perfect color and perfect brightness. It's just that we're weather beaten, and that can be easily fixed. Al tir'uni sha'ani shechachores. Do not look at me with disdain because I'm blackened. Because shes zofasni hashomesh. This is only from the sun. This, what is Shlomo saying? He is saying that the chatoim, when it comes to the nations of the world, they're black. When it comes to Amalek Yimach Shemom, the Germans Yimach Shemom, see, and so forth and so on. That's the epitome of evil, of Ra. It's not Giri Ayetzer. When it comes to Klal Yisrael did Averus. Now, that's not, they didn't drive themselves to the Averus. That was from the Dechaf, the pushing of the, and the Dechak of the Yetzer. And therefore that can be easily atoned for. In other words, it's superficial. For this reason, it's brought that a person has to be very, very careful of Averus, which are an etzem evil. And one of those, for example, is brought Loshon Hara. Loshon Hara is called Loshon Hara because in essence it's evil. Why in essence is it evil? Because the person has no gain from it. If he eats something, he has a gain from it. feels something, he has a gain from it. So he's driven. He's driven by temptation. But to talk badly about someone, then what is he gaining from it? It's almost like a mental disease, Bali Loshon Hara. People who are always looking for bad things in other people to talk about. And that's why the Gemara brings, it's the chet of the nochash, of the serpent, and the Medrash brings losilove, the animals will come to the serpent and they'll say, you are created different than all of us. It says the lion will only kill because he wants something to eat, and the wolf will kill because he's hungry, the tiger will kill, the leopard will kill because he's hungry. But you don't even eat many times, you don't have any taste, and still you'll strike out and you'll kill. It was a pathological murder. You take, like today we have all these murderers, the courts give them all kind of who knows what explanation. This is the bi'ata ha'aromi kirbecho, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you have to eliminate evil from within you. There's not even a desire, there's nothing gained by it. So that's why a person has to be very, very careful by such avedas which are an etzem ra, in essence evil. Many times we look down on someone. You got Jews today, they look down on people who will eat in a trefa restaurant, and at the same time they're talking Lashon Hara all the time. They don't know that the one who eats in a trefa restaurant, at least the Yetzer Hara is driving him to it. Well, the one who's speaking Lashon Hara, that's called the essence of evil, the essence of Ra. In other words, brought that a person has to be very careful, therefore, not to create a desire to do an avera. If a person has a strong desire to do an avera, that's the Yetzer Hara pushing him. But if he has none, but he creates in himself a desire to do an avera, this is the evil in him. Now, one final point. How can a person govern his yetzer if it's such a force? And that the Gemara brings in Kiddushin, again, on Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan b'samtem samtam nimshla tere kesam chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Barasi liYisrael, Bonai, Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi leTeira Tamlim. It's brought that there are, if a person pursues Torah and Gemilas Chesed, this will save him from the Yetzer Hara. I created the Yetzer Hara, I created the Torah as a Tavlin, as a spice to satisfy it. See, many times we eat because we are seeking a certain satisfaction. And if the food doesn't have a good taste, we are left dissatisfied. And we are still seeking and yearning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in the Torah a power that will satisfy the Yetzer Hara. But the Yetzer Hara will stop yearning. Barasi Yetzer Hara, Barasi lo Torah tavlin. Im atem eskin the Torah, en atem nimzorim biyodei. If a person sinks himself into Torah, then he will not be given over to the Yetzer Hara. Im ein atem eskin the Torah, atem nimzorim biyodei. If not, you will fall into the clutches of the Yetzer Hara. And then the Gemara brings Ashrechem Yisrael Bizman Shem Eskin Betoreg Miles Chasodim, that when Klal Yisrael occupy themselves with Torah and Gemilas Chesed, Yetzran Moser B'yodam, and the Yetzara is in their hands. V'lehem Mesudim B'yad Yetzran, and they are not placed in the hands of the Yetzara. Tana de Be'eliyahu, Le'olam Yosim Odem Atzmei Av Divrei Torah, Kishor Le'ol U'Kechama Le'masoy. A person should give himself over to Torah, both like a bull, an ox gives himself over to pulling the load, and a hamor, and a donkey, to carrying the load. And this is the two that we mentioned. If a person gives himself over to Torah physically, and with his nefesh, then both yetzahoras will be placed in his hands. And the Gemara Baal writes that when a person occupies himself with Gemilas Chesed, that's the greatest mitzvah that a person can do with his physical body, and he elevates himself. And this will conquer the Yetzirah, which identifies with the physical body. And when a person occupies himself with Torah, that's the Nefesh HaAdam, this will conquer the Yetzirah that identifies with the Nefesh HaAdam. And then, Ein Atem Mesurim LiYodai, you are not in his hands, but he is in your hands. If he is in your hands, then you can use him as the tool that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him for. And then, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Vayar Hashem Kol Asher Oso, he saw everything that he made, and he said, and it's Tov Me'od, very, very good. So this is the power of the Yetzer that one must understand and one must deal with every day of his life. From one aspect it can become the greatest destructive force in the world. From the other aspect, it can become the greatest productive force in the world. This is what man has to deal with, and we should all have the siyat rishmaya, the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to deal with it properly.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226 Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.